Now, an appeal has been launched to find a potential stem cell donor for a woman across in England who has Irish and Italian links. Nicole Di Pietro Fisher, who is 24, was diagnosed with leukemia in January of this year. She's gone through all sorts of difficulties to try to find a donor and took to social media, actually, to make her appeal. The charity Belfast Marrow has offered help and they're appealing for potential donors to come forward this weekend. Now, I want to speak to Amy Devlin, who's from the charity and on the line. Amy, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Amy, this young woman obviously is looking for a life-changing intervention. Just explain to us, first of all, how the bone marrow donation would work.
Okay, so if a patient has a condition that affects their blood or their bone marrow, such as leukemia, then a stem cell transplant might be their best chance of survival if traditional treatments like chemotherapy and radiotherapy haven't been effective. And this is where doctors will put stem cells from a donor into the patient's bloodstream in the hope that they will then boost the patient's immune system by going on to grow and make healthy blood cells.
So so at this moment in time, you're looking for donors to come forward because you need to find a specific person, is that it?
Yeah, so whilst there are only a handful of different blood types, when it comes to tissue types that you need for stem cell transplants, there are literally thousands of different combinations. It's described a bit as like each individual having their own personal barcode, and those barcodes have to match if the patient, if their body is going to accept the transplant. And because Nicole is Irish-Italian, it's more likely that her donor will have a similar heritage, either Irish, Italian, or ideally both. And that's why we're particularly appealing for more people from those backgrounds to come forward for her appeal.
And but this weekend in particular, you're doing this. You want people to make their interest known this weekend.
Yeah. So because the appeal gathered so much interest on social media and a lot of celebrities had provided great support and got the word out there, we thought it would be ideal to give local people an opportunity to sign up in person. So we've organised two events. On Saturday, we'll be at Belfast Pride in the Pride Village from 10 to 4, signing up potential donors there. And on Sunday, we're working with Morelli's. They've been great because they're run by a local Irish-Italian family. So we'll be in Port Stewart in Morelli's to go and the bandstand all day signing up donors on Sunday.
Okay, that's up at the Ice Cream HQ, as they would say.
Yeah.
Now, as for Pride, a lot of people would have thought that gay men wouldn't have been able to donate bone marrow, but that's a fallacy, isn't it?
Definitely. That's one of the most common misconceptions that we would come across. A lot of people assume that the blood donation restrictions affecting many of sex with men apply to stem cell donation too, but thankfully this isn't the case at all. Anthony Nolan are very keen to encourage any healthy young people to come forward regardless of their sexual orientation. And young men in particular are in great demand as stem cell donors. They make up just 15% of the register, but they provide more than 50% of all donations. So there's a great demand for young people affected by this misconception, and that's something we're really keen to tackle on Saturday.
You're particularly looking for people aged 16 to 30?
Yeah.
And why is that? Is that because of the age of the young woman?
No, that's for anyone. Any transplants carried out by the Anthony Nolan Register, we can only sign up people who are 16 to 30. That's because there's early research to suggest that young people provide better outcomes for patients. So if a young donor has donated, there's an indication that the patient will have a better chance at survival. Research into that is in the very early stages at the minute, but young people are much more likely to be chosen to donate. So if doctors have a choice of maybe a handful of potential matches, they always prefer to go with the youngest. Because it costs Anthony Nolan £60 to add each person to their register, they're very keen to focus their limited funds on the people who are most likely to go on to donate.
Okay, and now one final question. When it comes to blood donation, it's effortless, a little bit time-consuming, but you hardly feel a thing. What about stem cell donation, bone marrow donation? Is that a more rigorous undertaking?
Nowadays, they're actually very similar. So at the moment, 9 out of 10 people who donate their stem cells will do it via their blood. It does take longer. It takes about 4 or 5 hours, but it's the same kind of procedure. So the donor wouldn't be in pain during it. They'd just be, it would just be like a long blood donation. Only a small number of their cells will be taken out, and the blood that they don't need is put back through the other arm, so that you're not saving losing blood for 4 hours. Patients describe the after effects of that as flu-like symptoms and maybe a bit of aching for 2 or 3 days. But that subsides and it's normally very mild. And in the other 10% of cases, it is done in the more traditional way, where stem cells are extracted from the donor's pelvis under general anaesthetic. But that's a very safe procedure. And because you're under anaesthetic, you don't feel any pain during it.
And you'd only be doing that if you were selected as a suitable donor. That isn't what's going to happen if you sign up on Saturday.
No, so less than 1% of people in the register will ever be matched to a patient and asked to donate. But because there are so many tissue types, it's important to get as wide a mix of people on the register as possible. And joining the register is very simple and straightforward. So all that we'll be doing on Saturday will be encouraging people to fill in a simple health form and then spitting in a tube to get a saliva sample, which will then be sent off to Anthony Nolan's specialist lab for tissue typing.
And you
we're very keen to encourage people who are listening who might be disappointed that they are over 30 and can't help. You can still make a really big difference by getting the word out there to younger friends, relatives, neighbours, and encouraging them to come along, because it's through raising awareness that lives are saved. It's also worth mentioning that there is another register in the UK. They're not run by our charity. They're run by a charity called DKMS. And you can find them online, and they sign up 17 to 55-year-olds. And like with the Anthony Nolan Register, you can join the register online if that's handier for you. So that's an option for people as well.
Excellent. I'm also delighted that you mentioned the other charity. Sometimes the charities sound like rivals, even though they're trying to get to the same goal. But with you, that's a bit groundbreaking there, to be encouraging people to also consider the other charity that you're not part of. Amy, really appreciate you coming on. As I was about to say there,
much.
You literally could save a life as a result of this. Thanks for the information, Amy. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you very much.
And every good wish to Nicole, who's living in hope of having a matching donor come forward.